Paying taxes isn't fun, but it's usually pretty straightforward. Mail a check, pay online. But take James Barrett. He and his brother own Rainforest Farms in downtown Juneau, which is doing a brisk trade in legal pot.
We're able to do banking, but we can't put any of our cash sales into that bank account.
Why not?
Because it's drug money.
Drug money. That's how the federal government views the proceeds from Juneau's first legal weed outlet. None of the banks in Juneau will accept pot money, so his business can't write checks. But there's always cash. That's why Alaska's revenue department set up a cash drop-off point in downtown Anchorage. Yet for businesses off the road system, like Juneau, driving to Anchorage isn't an option.
Revenue said, hey, we set up this P.O. box to receive cash payments. You guys can start using it now. And we're like, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Revenue. That's great.
The state taxes marijuana bud at $50 an ounce. Rainforest Farms has racked up a tax bill in the thousands. In mid-April, he dropped a brick of cash into the mail, insured, naturally.
About an hour or so after I shipped my payment out, I got a phone call from the post office, and they said, come pick this up. We're not going to send it.
Tacked to the rejected parcel was a printout reminding him of federal law.
Proceeds from marijuana sales are illegal to send through the mail. And that does include tax payments, even though it's legal in the state of Alaska.
That's Jeremy Leader with the U.S. Postal Inspection Service in Seattle.
From my agency's perspective, you know, we have not seized any of these tax payments, and we really have no plans to. It's just, if you're going to use the United States mail, you have to abide by federal regulations, and marijuana businesses in Alaska sort of have to know that.
That the feds are throwing up roadblocks for state taxpayers isn't just exasperating for marijuana businesses. Here's State Tax Director Ken Alper.
It's such a weird in-between world we're in. I mean, this is a licensed business. These guys have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, gone through a pretty intense regulatory process, state and local, multiple levels. Their whole files are on the internet, hundreds of pages of documents, but yet they're operating and they're prevented from doing just the normal things that a business is supposed to be able to do, like use a bank or pay their taxes.
In the end, Barrett bought a plane ticket to Anchorage to pay his taxes in person. He admits there may be alternatives. He could set up a shell company, hire a courier, or invent some other workaround. But his point is he shouldn't have to.
We want to do business like regular businesses do. In America, we have a common currency for a reason, just so that all these businesses can work together.
Postal Inspector Jeremy Leader says new guidance from the Department of Justice or an act of Congress is needed before the Postal Service can change its policy.
I think it can kind of be attributed to, you know, the states are moving a lot faster than the federal government on when it comes to marijuana laws. You know, until that changes, the Postal Service and the Inspection Service will have to sort of abide by those laws.
Alaska's geography means there really isn't any way in or out of roadless communities without triggering some sort of federal jurisdiction, even though it's not leaving the state. That needs to be addressed, says the Tax Division's Ken Alper.
The issue comes down to, we don't want a new rule. We want to interpret what's being shipped as something other than the proceeds of a drug transaction. In our view, it is tax money.
Clarity in Washington has been in short supply. On one hand, Congress passed a $1 trillion spending bill last week that extends a rule barring the federal government from using funds to block state marijuana laws. But in a signing statement, Trump said he reserves the right to ignore it. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.